This is Tyson Green. I'm interviewing William Gerald Mitchell for Civil Rights Movement. Where were you born?
DeKalb County, Alabama.
What was your date of birth? What is your date of birth? I'm sorry.
December the 12th, 1921.
What is the highest level of education you had? As a just high school, college?
High school, and also the Alabama Police Academy and other law enforcement to keep us qualified as law enforcement officers.
What was and is your occupation?
Was
and is.
I was a sergeant on the Alabama Water Patrol. They were at that time known as Water Patrolmen. Now they are known as Marine Police. I hired later as an investigator with the Alabama Public Service Commission, checking accidents, pipelines with pipeline safety.
All right. Why did you choose a state job as a career?
Just like the working conditions. The pay wasn't that great, but the working conditions were good. People you worked with, and you were constantly meeting new challenges every day.
Did this job require a lot of traveling? And if so, how far and for how long?
To travel all over the state is very extensive. Did a lot of moving at nights to where we could be on the station the next morning ready to work. And really a constant thing. We were all assigned different posts to different parts in different parts of the state. They would call us and have us a certain place to where we were all supposed to do what we call a show of force. In all the world, what that means is we were there with enough people that you could be seen and check enough people, not necessarily trying to make cases, but trying to explain and bring the water safety regulations to the eyes of the public.
How was your family affected by your being gone away from them?
Well, they had to be affected because my wife raised a young daughter during this period of time. And we worked in the summertime all year, water patrolmen. Never could have a vacation. Always had to take it during the winter months. I practically raised the daughter. We were together quite a bit, and I think it brought us closer together because when we were together, we had a lot of fun.
Were you a part of any highly publicized event during the Civil Rights Movement? And if so, what part did you play in it?
Well, I guess I played a role in about every important decision that was made. Not that we made them, but we was in on it. I guess straighten problems out and keep peace and people being hurt. And I'd say it started in Birmingham.
The National Guard Army were the swore I say all in is full officers with full police power. Any of us that was working the civil rights movement, and our job that we was on, were a lot of us just ad hoc policemen, which would give us the authority to enforce our laws only. In our case, would have been the conservation laws. After the time we spent in Birmingham, which was quite a few weeks, and finally got that quieted down, we went on about our business, and then the next thing we knew was on our way to Selma. It had a gathering down there of the, some of the people who were wanting to get the civil rights movement going from that part of the state. They gathered up at the some little old church over there in Anselmo. They tried to march across the bridge down there, and they got turned back because they didn't have a permit. They wasn't going to walk up the highway, risk getting about half of those people killed, maybe more. So I didn't have nothing to do with this first clash with them. But after they once got them turned around, then they kind of a little something a little noteworthy. My wife runs a dry cleaning plant in Fort Payne. We had some of the state troopers' clothes in the cleaners they had brought in earlier that day, and they come a charge again late that afternoon. We got to have the clothes, got to have them now, clean, not clean, or whatever. Laughed and told us they had to go sell them right then. And I kind of laughed, told them they ought to work for a good outfit and they wouldn't have to prove none of that stuff. Not knowing at 2 o'clock that morning, the phone rang and they told me to be in Selma by 7 o'clock that next morning, or that morning, which I did. And we gathered up again at the National Guard Armory in Selma. And at this time, we were told if we raised our batons above our head, we were automatically fired and suspended. I never will forget those words. Because it left you kind of, you wasn't able to protect yourself. Because you relied on that thing to either keep somebody knocked off of you or beat back or whatever. When they started crowding you, self-defense weapon is what it was, not to hurt anybody necessarily. And unfortunately, I never did use mine, but I was ready. Didn't have to use my sidearm. Never did have to use the rifle. Thought I was going to have to the night of the motel bombing in Birmingham. Yeah, I was on duty all night that night. Was guarding the motel. And they issued us carbines and of course, our sidearms that we normally carried, and shotguns and anything else. And we were told to stop anyone trying to come in unless they had authority. Well, then when we were called to Selma, this same rule applied there, outside of the fact we didn't have near as much authority to protect ourselves. If we had somebody run up to you and take a swipe at you, that you couldn't touch him until he touched you. Verbally abuse, we had a lot of that thrown at us. A lot of things that were the civil rights groups were accused of, and I saw some things that, and when I saw it, I knew it was happening, what was taking place, but the news media denied all this. This did not happen. And all of our eyeballs were, I reckon, supposed to have been blind as to what we were looking at. He would have had a Rat Brown was supposed to, and his rat was pretty, I guess, high on the hog with the civil rights marchers, but he was a man supposed to be feared. And they decided they were going to march one day, and they said, we gave him a permit, and yes, you can march. You stay on that side of the street, the police will stay on this side, enforcement people. And don't nobody come and break your rank, and you're not going to break theirs. That's the birds of the toads. Rat Brown made a dive coming right straight across the street, right towards myself and a city policeman, I believe it was, standing right by me. And I didn't know which one he was going to get, where he was going to get us both or one, but we felt sure he was going to get one of us. I did unsnap my sidearm at that particular time. I did not draw it, but I unsnapped it. If I had been run into, or if I'd been hit, I would have done my best to have stopped him or whatever means it took. And the city policeman standing by him had done the same thing. But he gets within about a foot or two of us, and he turns and goes back to the other side of the street, running all the time. This is the last time I ever saw Rat Brown alive. Somebody, I understand, later on somewhere else besides Selma, put an end to his life, but what means, I have no idea. He was disposed of. I don't know. I guess he's down there 3 weeks. I think it was 3 weeks from the day that I left home till I returned home. And they were supposedly then marching from Selma to Montgomery, which they had the permit, and they were marching. They gave them one side of the road, and they had certain rules that they had to follow, and we saw that they followed those rules. And they camped out supposedly at night in fields that people had left where they would let them. And in between times, we're running out of clothes, most of us, because we'd been 3 weeks in Selma. And they shuffled us out backwards and forward to get us home to see the family and get new clothes. I mean, some clean clothes. Now, in all this time, period of time, we were staying in the motels in Montgomery. And we had supposedly upstanding citizens of our country staying right in the motel with us. And personally, I knew some of them that were there. And they were not what I would want living in my part of the country. Not that I'm no judge, but if I'd been living there and they moved there, I'd leave. They're just tough people. We're staying there the night the lady was killed down there on the march between Selma and Montgomery. And she was a lady from somewhere up north, had a family at home. She had left to join the march. And she finds out that she's in the wrong place. I reckon something happened. Somebody got mad enough at her, they killed her. And that's a bad way to end someone's life or end any kind of excursion, anything you might be into or want to do. And I'm sure she had mindset on having great things done, but she'd do great things. She'd do this. And this may be her calling. This is what was supposed to have happened to her, undoubtedly. This might have been what he brought on. But we had people that were supposed to be, a lot of people would call it people of the cloth. Pastors from every denomination, nuns and what all. Part of them didn't check out to be nuns or didn't check out to be preachers. When you run a background on them, you found out they were something wholly outside of being anything religious-like. And some of them, they were what they're supposed to be. They were religious leaders. And I'm sure they thought themselves right. But I don't know about the ones that didn't check out to be religious leaders. Now, what was their purpose in life? What was the purpose in life of some of these people and constantly antagonizing us, trying to get us to hit them, trying to get us to do any kind of harm to them? And this flat went on from day one in Birmingham to wind the thing down in Montgomery. And right on the Capitol steps, the Capitol line down there, it'd be the same ones over and over would aggravate people. They'd try to find a weak link or somebody they could tie into. And you ask the question sometime back, how did it affect me? I left home. I'm not scared of anybody. I'm scared of Jesus Christ, and that's about it. I'm scared of my wife too. But really, I didn't know. I was scared of myself. I didn't know how I would react being connected into something that could. You knew it was making history. You've been to Tuscaloosa, where they stood in the schoolhouse door to try to keep the schools from being integrated. He's had that all the way through. Excuse me, I've got to take care of a dog. Missy?